Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Don't try to grow your ministry. Ministry was booming in Samaria, and Philip was at the center of the activity. People were getting saved, healed, and set free from demonic possession. And then an angel tells Philip it is time to move on. We don't see Philip debating or negotiating, but we just see his immediate obedience. As Philip is traveling the route the angel gave him, he sees a chariot approaching. The Holy Spirit then speaks to Philip and says, "Get close to that chariot and stay near it." It was then that Philip hears the man in the chariot reading aloud from the book of Isaiah, so he asks him if he understands what he is reading. This high-ranking official from Ethiopia then invites Philip into his chariot to explain the meaning to him. Philip had to leave Samaria in time to cross paths with the Ethiopian official who was heading home from Jerusalem. They met in the middle of a desert. An angel got Philip started, the Holy Spirit refined where Philip needed to be, and then Philip took it from there. If Philip had been trying to grow a successful ministry, he may have downplayed or even ignored the messages he received, but Philip wasn't concerned about bigger numbers, just quicker obedience. Philip's quick obedience placed him precisely where God needed him to be, precisely when he needed to be there. See Acts chapter 8, verses 4 to 40. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, I have a chapter entitled, Don't Try to Grow Your Ministry. A portion of what I wrote comes from Philip's quick obedience. Don't try to grow your ministry, first, because it's not yours, it's his. And second, because your measure of success is probably more slanted toward quantitative measurements than qualitative. Jesus wasn't concerned about bigger numbers. What do you think, he asked, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? Matthew chapter 18, verse 12. Philip went to Samaria to tell people about Jesus. He didn't go there because it fit his plan, but because Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Philip's obedience brought God's success. Hundreds turned to Jesus as their Savior, demon-possessed people were delivered, the sick were healed, and the new Christians were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Yet, God called Philip to leave these 99 and go to the desert to cross paths with just one confused and wondering sheep. After that, Philip virtually disappears from Luke's historical record. What's the value of one government official's life? God says that his value is incalculable. Apparently, God knew that Philip was the perfect shepherd to lead this Ethiopian to the pasture where he would accept Jesus as his Savior. Philip was obedient, a sheep was saved, and God was pleased. But I wonder how many people today might think Philip's ministry was unsuccessful because he left a bigger ministry in Samaria to go to a smaller ministry in the desert. Bishop William C. Abney said, "I'm still waiting for a leader to say, God called me to a smaller ministry. We usually only say God called me when it's something bigger. God's math doesn't work our way." The chief shepherd made this commitment to his sheep, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. My prayer is that we would much rather feed a few sheep where God has directed us and given us his heart than for us to try to manufacture success that is measured by how many nickels and noses we can count. Philip demonstrates for us that it's not about bigger numbers. It's about obedience to God's voice in the moment and then hearing our chief shepherd's voice at the end of our life saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." The subtitle of my book is The Metrics That Really Matter. I invite you to pick up a copy today.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.